Hello and welcome to the latest edition of our Sustainability Perspectives podcast series. My name is Elisabeth Squalder, and today we're going to explore fibre-based packaging and in particular egg packaging and shining a spotlight on the market in the United States with a focus on legislation and of course sustainability. And with me to do this are Michael Hodges, who is Vice President for Sustainability and Communications at Huhtamäki North America. And we also have Tyler Hodges, who is Sales Account Manager at Huhtamäki North America. So welcome, both of you. Thank you very much for being on the podcast today.
Thank you for having us on.
I thought to start with, it'd be great if you could both briefly introduce yourselves.
Yeah, once again, thank you for having us on, Elizabeth. So like you said, my name is Tyler Hodges. I am a Sales Account Manager for Huhtamäki, who has been with us for about 7 years. So I started out in our consumer goods group before this opportunity with egg cartons came about, which started about 4 years ago. So it's been a long journey, but it's finally here.
And yes, thank you, Elizabeth. We appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today. And my name is Michael Hodges, and Tyler and I are not related, although there was a joke originally about me being his father. And while I'm old enough to do that, we are not related. So we are certainly glad to talk with you today about sustainability. I've been with Huhtamäki for about a year now in the role of sustainability and communications for the North American team. And it's been a really fast journey over the past year of understanding sustainability in the U.S. market as it pertains to fiber-based materials. So eager to talk with you about that.
Yes, there's definitely lots to talk about here. Yeah, I wanted to start with the question, why did the chicken cross the road?
That is the question, Elizabeth. Some date this opening line back to a riddle from the 1850s, and the obvious answer for that is to get to the other side. But how does that fit into our discussion today? Well, Huhtamäki is a global provider of sustainable packaging, and we have a little bit of a different take on that. So we would say that the chicken crossed the road to lay its egg in a Huhtamäki egg carton to protect them very well. While that is far-fetched and a bit corny, Huhtamäki has been protecting food products for more than 100 years with its fiber-based packaging materials. We recently added fiber-based egg cartons into the U.S., and that's really exciting for us for several different reasons. First, the demand for eggs in the U.S. is really growing. I read somewhere that the average consumer here in the U.S. eats almost 278 eggs annually. The demand for egg cartons, therefore, is expected to reach about 4.3 billion by 2025. It's a huge opportunity for the customers, which include the egg producers and private labels. The second reason why this is exciting is that legislation is demanding that packaging be recyclable, compostable, or reusable. A traditional form of egg packaging in the U.S. is made from EPS, expanded polystyrene foams, and they do not meet the criteria of reusable, compostable, or recyclable. And so therefore, they're being banned in 7 or 12 different states at the present time. This opens the door for additional opportunities for fiber-based materials. And finally, we're excited because packaging technology allows us to provide egg cartons that can be customized with colors and printing that assist with branding and promotion of the eggs and the egg producers and private label suppliers. So we can literally make their product stand out in the refrigerated section of the U.S. grocery stores. So we're excited to grow our U.S. business with this new proven technology here in the U.S.
I think Michael hit it spot on the head. There's a lot of movement going on in the egg world, both on the legislation side as well as the consumer perception. And all of those lead to a more sustainable package. And we believe that molded fiber fits that story perfectly.
And Michael, you mentioned legislation, obviously, and I wanted to dig a little bit deeper there because I thought it'd be interesting at this point to find out a bit more about how legislation varies across US states and also how it's different in comparison to Europe, because obviously, yeah, there's quite a lot of differences either side of the pond.
Here in the US, as I said, the legislation is really deemed on making packaging recyclable, compostable, or reusable. And, you know, a major focus, and I think it's in the US as well as in Europe, is really on the reduction of single-use plastics types of materials. So we agree on those types of things between the continents. The difference is we get into state-by-state legislation here in the U.S. We don't really have a federal mandate, unlike what's happening with the EU, where the countries come together to decide on the legislation. In the U.S., each state is mandating what they believe to be the best for their infrastructures. And so, you know, we are paying close attention to these legislations as they're written and then enacted. And then, you know, from a business perspective, we try to figure out, what does it mean? Is it a positive thing for us or perhaps a negative thing? And then how do we place our business in a way that it makes sense, that we can continue to be a sustainability forward company and meet the objectives that we have set for our own company by the year 2030.
Yeah, I'd imagine that would be, as a company, that's quite a lot to bear in mind with all the different legislations in the different states.
To watch it closely. We really have to watch it closely.
Absolutely. And yeah, I was wondering, is this a new technology for Huhtamäki?
No, molded fiber technology is not new to Huhtamäki. We have over 100 years of history and expertise in packaging solutions as a corporation. The product, though, is new in the U.S. The egg carton is new. Here in the U.S., we focus on three technologies, which include molded fiber packaging, like the egg carton, paperboard packaging, and then plastics packaging. We operate in three distinct segments, which include food service, fast-moving consumer goods, and in retail. So in North America, we are considered to be the largest non-integrated provider of molded fiber and paperboard packaging.
And could you give me some examples of where Huhtamäki's packaging is already used in North America?
Yes, of course. Food service, as I said a while ago, is really aligned around the quick service space. So anytime you would pick up food at a drive-through window in the U.S., the packaging that's keeping your burger or your chicken sandwich clean and your French fries safely packaged, maybe a Huhtamäki folding carton. We service many of the biggest names in that food service segment. Likewise, when you sneak to the refrigerator late at night with a spoon in hand and you open up an ice cream container, you may be opening a Huhtamäki container designed specifically for dairy products. And then finally, our third product line is in the retail space. We own and manage a brand called Chinette, which is predominantly a North American brand, but is known for its strength and sustainability in the disposable tableware category. So when you're enjoying a picnic or a family occasion, you may be eating off of a Chinette plate. So in short, Huhtamäki is focused on keeping food safe, clean, accessible, and then ready for consumption.
Thank you. And obviously, the focus is very much on sustainability. And you also talked about sustainable packaging before already. Could you talk a bit more about Huhtamäki's approach to sustainable products?
Yes, I love to talk about sustainability. That's why it's in my title. So in 2020, committed to a 10-year journey that is focused on two key topics. The first is circularity of our products, and the second is around climate action. Circularity means that we're committed to ensuring that all of our packaging, again, is recyclable, compostable, or reusable. And we've set a target for ourselves to have that by 2030. So we are innovating towards 2030 for all of our products to be in those three categories. Today, we're working towards that goal, and we want to ensure that our products have a good beginning of life story, meaning that the majority of our products are sourced responsibly from certified renewable sources or from recycled materials. And our egg cartons is a good example of that. It is made with 100% recycled material. We also work collaboratively across the value chain where possible for a good end of life story, meaning that we are designing our packaging to be circular. Our innovation team is really focused on finding new biomaterials that can be recycled or composted. And we're also working on our operational footprint as well. And, you know, we're working on things like the reduction of waste and renewable energies and overall carbon emissions. which feeds the second part of the journey, which was taking climate action. So we have validated and approved science-based targets to guide our journey in that approach.
I think it makes a lot of sense. I think Michael mentioned it earlier in this podcast already. This is a moving target. There is always things changing in this environment when it comes to sustainability. And with that's why you need someone like a Michael to really be focused and hyper-focused on what's changing, what's happening, and what are the differences, not only from state to state in the U.S., but country to country and all across the globe.
Absolutely, yes. It's a very complex area, so you need somebody to have that overview and that knowledge. Yeah, I wanted to sort of circle back to the topic of eggs and how does this fit with the sustainability journey that you've just outlined?
Yeah, said simply, it fits together like chocolate and peanut butter. It's a perfect match. We have a saying here at Hudamaki that our packaging protects food, people, and the planet. And we believe that our egg cartons are a perfect example of that. As mentioned earlier on by Michael, legislation is seeking to remove materials that are deemed harmful to the environment. One of those materials is expanded foam products. While foam is great for protecting eggs, legislation and consumer perception has been challenging it due to its end-of-life story. As of today, we estimate that more than 90 million people in the U.S. and across 12 different states have been impacted by foam legislation, and we believe that number will continue to grow. This opens the door for fiber-based products, which are made from 100% recycled and recovered materials that can be repulped and molded into products such as our egg cartons. So this package has a great beginning of life story, and now we are working on getting its end of life story completed. In order to do that, we are actively working to get this package certified as compostable and or recyclable, and are hoping to have those claims completed and available by mid-2024. This will help ensure our circularity.
And that leads me on to the question, what makes Hudamaki's egg cartons different or from others in the market? What sets them apart?
Yeah, absolutely. So while the technology is similar, we have been working with egg producers and private label companies to understand what are their pain points and what's important to them. As you can imagine, an egg is probably the most fragile food product that has moved to consumers. So the number one concern is the protection of the egg itself. Fiber is a great insulator, so that is covered. Next, they told us that our egg cartons would need to run efficiently on the producer's lines. We checked this off by taking each of our designs to the equipment manufacturers themselves and ensuring proper denesting and closability of our egg cartons. We then double-checked ourselves by doing live trials at the producers to make sure that we were once again seeing that proper denesting and closability so that both our producers and the private label brands themselves were getting the efficiencies of egg production. The final touch point is how their product will stand out on the store shelf. Toward this end, our goal was to offer options that will allow our customers to tailor their cartons to fit their brand. This could mean a direct print carton, a label carton, a carton with more customer-facing billboard space, or a carton utilizing one of our beautiful fiber colors such as blue, pink, green, or purple. Each of our customers have a story to tell, and it's our job to help them tell it.
I wanted to ask you as well, where are you producing these cartons?
Yeah. So in 2022, we announced a 250,000 square foot expansion to our current Hammond, Indiana plant. For those of you that aren't familiar, Hammond, Indiana is located in the Midwest right outside of Chicago and is a great shipping point for a majority of egg producers and a great home to our state-of-the-art molded fiber technology.
To wrap up this podcast, I wanted to ask you what is next for Hudamaki, particularly in the U.S.?
As mentioned earlier, Elizabeth, we are well on our way on the journey towards 2030. And that includes embedding sustainability in everything that we do, from our operations to innovative products. We are focused on growing our business profitably, but sustainably. Recently, we announced another investment into a folding carton business, which is located in our Paris, Texas facility. We've just recently broken ground, and we're going to add capabilities for packaging that will be sustainable for the quick service space. This is slated to come online in the first quarter of 2025. So stay tuned, or maybe we'll have another podcast around that operation. In the meantime, all 4,100 employees here in the U.S. and more than 18,000 employees around the globe are working to ensure that our customers know that our ambition is to be their first choice in sustainable packaging.
Thank you very much, Michael and Tyler. It looks like there's a lot in exciting projects in store for Huhtamäki. And yeah, we'll definitely follow up in 2024 and see what's been happening. That brings us to the end of today's podcast. Thank you very much, Michael and Tyler, for being here today and for sharing your insights.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us again.
And if you'd like to learn more about Huhtamäki's sustainable offerings in North America, you can reach out to Michael or Tyler directly via email. Email addresses are michael.hodges@huhtamäki.com or tyler.hodges@huhtamäki.com. I'll also put that in the podcast description in case you're unsure about spelling. So yes, thank you very much, everybody, again for listening, and goodbye.